Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The recent passing of former Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Chair Michael W. Allen Sr. has prompted the Tribal Council to name a building in his honor. Allen died on December 18th. Along with being Tribal Chair, he also had served as Vice Chair, Tribal Secretary, and Council Member. He also was Executive Director of the Great Lakes Intertribal Council, Incorporated. The Intertribal Council is an organization for all Wisconsin tribes and is headquartered in Lac des Flambeaux. A council resolution honored Allen for his legacy of leadership of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and Glitzy and named the building now housing Great Lakes Intertribal Council offices in Allen's name. Marathon County's Juvenile Detention Center will remain open for at least the first half of 2019, while sheriff's officials work on agreements with some northern Wisconsin counties to keep the facility solvent in the future. The facility isn't going anywhere for now, according to County Administrator Brad Karger. He said the sheriff's officials are continuing to have discussions with neighboring counties to get them to contribute to the center.
The board during the budget conversation made it pretty clear to me that they would certainly prefer to keep it open with a greater regional impact than closure.
He says closing the facility comes with some complications.
It's upsetting to employees. We're all concerned that the law could change and 17-year-olds back in the juvenile system, we might have to reopen. That sounds painful.
Karger says if they can find a way to bring the population of the youth jail up from about 6 to 15 teens on a regular basis, they would keep the facility open. He expects a decision to be made by the 4th of July. Ideally, he'd like the facility to help fund a new police radio channel in the county, one of the priority items for next year. And a former principal at Stevens Point Elementary School has submitted his resignation after allegations of misconduct were made. Scott Huff had only been on the job at Jefferson Elementary 4 months when he was put on non-disciplinary administrative leave with pay. An investigation determined he had violated district policies, and he was informed his employment would be terminated this month. He claimed he didn't follow policies due to a clerical error and not being accustomed to district procedures on seclusion and restraint of students. Some winter outdoor enthusiasts have been stopped in their tracks as an extended period of warmer than normal and drier than normal weather has developed. There is one exception, ski slopes. The folks at Ski Brule in Iron River, Michigan say everything's a go. Ashley Camps at Ski Brule says this weekend they should be fully open.
Yeah, we have a base of 36 to 48 inches on the hill right now. And then, yeah, like I said, right now we have some of our back hills closed just due to making snow. The weather's been pretty nice, so it's kind of melting all of our snow. So, we're just making it, and then this weekend we'll be up and running.
She says while they make their own snow, fresh powder is always the best. Camp says their lodging is booked through January 1st. Granite Peak and Wausau is also open this weekend. The forecast has a better chance of snow about Wednesday of next week. Tourism had a $20.6 billion impact in the state's economy in 2017, up $631 million, or 3.2% from $20 billion in 2016. Depending on which survey you accept, the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded is down about 20 to 30 cents in Wisconsin compared to last year at this time. AAA puts the Wisconsin average at $2.18 a gallon. For a vehicle with a 16-gallon tank, a savings of nearly $5 for each fill-up is possible. And a Tomahawk man has entered a plea of no contest to a charge of reckless injury after reaching a plea agreement with Lincoln County prosecutors. Cody Jensen stabbed the victim 11 times during an argument over Jensen's former fiance and the victim's girlfriend. The name of the man who was stabbed wasn't released. He said he was stabbed with what looked like a hunting knife after he knocked out the window on Jensen's truck. And the forecast for this afternoon, some snow in the Lake Superior snow belt, otherwise cloudy with a high near 26 and gusty winds up to 20. Tonight cloudy, low around 17. Saturday cloudy, high near 27. Saturday night cloudy, low 18. Sunday a 30% chance of snow in the afternoon, cloudy, high near 28. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.